The story upon which Rossini based his opera of Semiramide concerns the famous queen of Assyria, Semiramis, generally called Semiramide, who is said to have built the city of Babylon. The whole history of this remote period is shrouded in fables, so that Rossini's intricate and bloodthirsty story probably has, except in its general outline, but little historical foundation. The opera was given on February 3rd, 1823 in Venice. Its plot, so full of tragedy and crime, was too somber a subject to please the gay Venetians, and the performance was rather a failure. The opera was coldly received, and Rossini, much disappointed at this result of his labor and genius, straightway resolved never again to write for the theaters of his native country. Semiramide achieved more success at subsequent performances, but is now seldom heard in its entirety. Certain of his arias, however, and particularly the brilliant overture, have become favorite and frequently heard concert numbers. No Italian composer can be compared to Rossini for brilliancy, dash, and gay, sparkling melody. Born at Pesaro, February 29, 1792, in less than 25 years, he had attained the heights of fame. He did much to strengthen the instrumentation of Italian operatic music, as it was then known, and although he composed very few pieces of immortal quality compared to the enormous number he produced, yet his example has inspired and guided every Italian musician down to modern times. Although Rossini probably wrote the opera Semiramide with more care than he was in the habit of devoting to his work, the statement need not imply that he spent very much time or energy over it. For this celebrated musician, the most sought after, best paid, and famous operatic composer of his time, was so extremely versatile and fluent that an extra opera or two was a mere incident in his work. It is said, in fact, that The Barber of Seville, one of Rossini's best-known operas, was dashed off with his characteristic haste in a period of 13 days. His ability to compose with such a speed is partly accounted for by the fact, as he himself acknowledges, that when an effect or an aria pleased him, he felt justified in using it, no matter what the source. And indeed, considering his habitual hurry and carelessness, it is surprising that he did not borrow more frequently. The cavatina given on this record is the principal contralto aria of the opera. It is quite typical of the composer's music as a whole and illustrates what a wonderfully sparkling flow of melody he was master of. It is partly due to the trying vocal difficulties of Rossini's works that so few of them now keep the stage. Eleonora de Cisneros, however, sings these passages with an ease and grace that proves her one of the most accomplished artists living. Madame Cisneros has had a brilliant career and is one of the foremost figures in the operatic world today. She is equally well known in every country, having made two concert tours encircling the globe. New Yorkers heard her at the Manhattan Opera House, and later she became one of the leading members of the Chicago Philadelphia Opera Company.